It's been a long, a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die.
All right, everybody. Welcome to our show. This is Bobby Elias. Let's Create a Better World. That song by Sam Cooke from years ago, Change is Gonna Come. And that's part of what we're gonna be doing this week and next week, and probably quite a bit for the next few years because of the new administration, of the protest movement is so huge. Yes, we have talked about the good things that are gonna happen, the positiveness of sometimes it takes something bad to get people to wake up. And this is what's going on right now. We're going to get in-depth on this a little bit today, a little more tomorrow, next week, and on. Our show is every Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. I'm Bobby Elias, your host, and we're excited. We've got a great guest today, Christina Gikas, our co-host upon Rudolph will be interviewing her as well as along with myself. Then at the end of the show, we're going to go a little more into the protest movement. So hang with us this week. And we've got a great show next week with talk about hunger, homelessness, and poverty with Keith Hinn McHenry. He is a founder and current director of Food Not Bombs. They feed people all over the world. He knows about these subjects very well, and because I've been an activist and I've been in these issues myself, I am looking forward to that so we can have a great discussion on those issues. That's next week. That's Monday, January 30th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, here's an announcement here. The archives. We have an archive number that I want to give you, and if you want to call that number and hear some great shows, recent shows we've had, here's the number. Area 701-719-0994. Again, 701-719-0994. All right. I'm excited. We have Stefan is going to introduce our guest, Christina Gikas. And go ahead, Stefan. How you doing, first of all?
Doing great, Bobby. Always great to be on the show. Let's Create a Better World and helping transform the lives of others. We always have great guests, and especially today with Christina. I wanted to introduce her here, Bobby. I'll tell a little bit about her. Christina,
let me just say one thing. I forgot to say, Stefan, at the end of the show, I'm going to go 8 to 10 minutes on what happened on Saturday all over the world and this country about the massive demonstrations, the biggest ones since the 60s and 70s. So go right ahead. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah, you lived through that, and I definitely want to hear that and relive what happened in the past for you, from you, and that's definitely a great topic. But, yeah, first we'll introduce Christina here. And Christina is a certified transpersonal hypnotherapist, and she has a doctorate in metaphysical science. And Christina is certified in many modalities, including Timeline and NLP, that's Neuro-Linguistic Programming. She incorporates these techniques with hypnosis to assist her clients in creating and really maintaining a better physical, emotional, and psychological well-being overall, and also teaches colleagues about grief relief. So I wanted to welcome Christina. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Stefan. I'm doing great. I wanted to wish you and Bobby a belated, happy, healthy, abundant 2017 and to your audience.
Oh, indeed. Well, thank you. Yeah. Hey, happy New Year's to you as well, 2017.
Thank you.
It just seems like yesterday I was born in 1971 and now all of a sudden it's 2017. Those numbers get reversed and time flies fast.
Yes, it does.
So, yeah, tell us a little bit about your techniques. I'm interested to hear more. I know our radio show, all the listeners out there want to hear more about hypnosis and what you do. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, hypnosis allows you to connect with your higher mind and also with your subconscious mind. And by doing so, we can access information not readily available to the conscious mind. So basically what it is, it's a dreamlike state. We go in and out of hypnosis all day. We just don't really know it because it's that natural. It's focused concentration. So if you're surfing the web looking for something and maybe an hour has gone by and you didn't realize it, you were in hypnosis. If you're mm-hmm. driving on the road and on a freeway here in California or on the expressway in New York and you arrive at your destination, don't realize how you got there so quickly, you were in hypnosis. That's all there is to it. And we do that by quieting the conscious mind, which means to stop thinking. Now, some people will say, well, I can't stop thinking. I'm always thinking. My mind is very busy. And then I have a question for them. Do you ever sleep? Because you cannot sleep if you're thinking. So if you can sleep, you can go into hypnosis.
Yeah, and that's I like the highway hypnosis analogy, too, because we all fall into that without even knowing it. And or if you're in a meeting, you know, a business conference, all of a sudden you wake up and like, what were they talking about the past 10 minutes?
Yeah.
You've gone into hypnosis, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. That happens many, many times during the day.
Hi, let me come in here. This is Bobby Elias.
Hi, Bobby.
How are you? Good to hear from you again.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're wonderful. You've been on the show before, and we're very happy and blessed to have you on again. And we didn't get a chance to meet you the other day, but that's all right. We'll be meeting you again, and I love your work, and this is why you're on again. But also, I want to let our listeners know, this is Christina Gika. She's a hypnotist and also an all-around healer, and she's just wonderful. We are going to end the show with her at 45 minutes after the hour, more or less. Maybe 48 minutes after. And I'm going to get into the protest movement that I was at the whole weekend. And so also Stefan Rudolph is our co-host. So Stefan, I would want to ask one question of her right now, and then you can proceed. And the question is about resolutions, about all the things that people go through to find a new partner or jobs, money, what they're going through, a depression. Jen, can you give your thoughts on that, resolutions?
Well, everyone makes New Year's resolutions, or most everyone makes New Year's resolutions, whether out loud or not out loud, silently to themselves. Everyone wants something like losing weight or quit smoking or finding a better job or traveling around the world, whatever it is. And this year especially is a great time for people to get moving because it's a 1 year. It's a new beginnings, the new 9-year universal cycle, a time for change with new beginnings like a new job or a new relationship or a new place to live, new ideas. And we can manifest it all. It's so easy with hypnosis because we communicate to the subconscious mind our desire, what it is that we want. So what we want is to release that negative belief, I can't, or I don't deserve, and we change it with the positive belief of I can, I do deserve. We do that through thoughts and visualization, and thereby creating the reality that we desire to live. Now, sometimes there are obstacles, and if there are, we need to find out what they are, and again, the subconscious mind knows all about that, and we release them. Once we release them, we can create self-actualization. We boost self-esteem, self-love, thereby creating self-actualization.
That's great. Thank you. Devon, you had another question?
Yeah, that's Devon. Right on the money, and I definitely... I'm intrigued by that and what it does for people. especially what we've all gone through. And I actually was at a funeral 2 weeks ago for a good high school friend of mine, who him and his wife passed away within days of each other. It was horrible. She had choked on something and became brain dead, and then he had a heart attack when finding out. And I wanted you to speak, Christina, on loss of a loved one and how you help with people, and especially going through the holidays, you know, and everybody goes through the ups and downs. Grief relief is what you really do, and connecting with a departed loved one. But tell us kind of more about that and what you do for people.
Sure. Holidays are really a very difficult time for those who've lost someone they love, and especially if it was suddenly, like in a case of an accident, a stroke, a heart attack, or violence. And this sudden loss just seems so meaningless. And the people left behind are always asking why. Why did this have to happen? Why did this one die so young or alone or this way? Why wasn't I there? If I was there, I could have done something. What if the medical, what if they had medical care sooner? So the why and what if questions are endless, and they haunt us night and day. So because there is no logical explanation. So while in hypnosis, we can easily connect with the departed soul because our souls are connected to the source. We do this by accessing the higher mind. And when we do, the soul answers many questions about life after death. And it's especially comforting to know that souls are always near and at peace. And most importantly, that we have the ability to connect with a departed loved one. It brings such peace of mind. And, you know, we don't see them the way they were. And we don't speak to them. We communicate telepathically or in abstract forms. Now, we may speak in words, but they communicate telepathically or in abstract form. I do have a video online on my webpage with a woman who connected with her mother. If people would like to see that, it's at www.gnosishypnosis.com. People are just amazed at how quickly they start to feel better. And with this, with the knowledge and the understanding, you know, you get acceptance, you get healing, you bring closure, you have a chance to say, I love you one more time or goodbye. You can release any anger or self-pity or guilt or feelings of abandonment or loneliness. If there were issues, you have an opportunity to make amends and ask for forgiveness. You can address your own concerns about the process of crossing over, about the possibility of other levels or realms of existence, about the soul's whereabouts or anything else. It brings such relief to people to be able to do that. And for someone, for a couple who have died so closely to one another, actually within a year of one another, they are really true soulmates. And this is why they depart the earth plane in very close proximity to one another. It's very loving.
Yeah, it was. It was very symbolic to see it, especially on the reservation here in Valley Center, which is an Indian reservation, and to see all the ceremonies they go through. And you could tell, you know, people were torn apart, but at the same time, they had been together almost, I think, 25 years, you know, since high school. And the three children, you know, older children now, but it was heart-wrenching, but heartwarming to know that they were in the same place. So that's really good to know that you help people connect with them like that, too.
Yes. And I don't do all of my sessions in the office. I do have people calling me from around the world and around the country, and I can do Skype sessions or telephone sessions. We can work it out. There are ways to do this now.
Let me just say this, Stefan and Christina. You have a great reputation. I know, and I've been to a center where you go to once a month or so, and I spoke to several people that knew you, and they highly recommended you to be on my show. In fact, your friend Frances, I was going to interview her for the show, but then she said, no, you must call Christina. So you have a reputation, you have a following, you have people that have succeeded getting work from you. So I recommend those of you listening to have a problem, call her, tell her the problem you have, and she'll discuss it with you as to why, how and when she can help you with it through her work. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
And also with Valentine's Day, I think you wanted to discuss that coming up with the
right
area of relationships,
around the corner.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about that and relationships,
sure.
And how you help people, because I'm in that boat too as a single male, always looking for the right lady out there. Maybe you can give some words of advice to me personally, to our listeners and everyone about what Valentine's Day is about and how to attract the right people and person in our life.
Right. Well, Valentine's Day is the day when we acknowledge the person that we love the most. And many people are not coupled on Valentine's Day, and they feel very, very lonely on that day, especially if they're in an office or a work environment where they see flowers being delivered and candies being delivered, and they hear about fancy dinners and romantic cruises and all kinds of things. And they're looking for this special someone, their soulmate. And the phrase soulmate conjures up visions of that perfect someone, the one and only one, the perfect mate, the one with whom we've spent many lifetimes together, that one person who knows us inside out, who will make every dream come true, who will be the perfect mate. This person will be so tuned into us that we will never need to communicate our needs or desires. They will be met as part of our relationship, and we will live happily ever after. Well, does that mean that we're going to be in ecstasy 365 days of the year? Not necessarily. We don't always choose a soulmate who will give us unconditional love and understanding. We have many, many soulmates, from our parents, siblings, children, and other relatives, to our friends and colleagues. But we can easily find out how and why we are connected to the people in our lives, whether the relationship is good or not, by doing a past life regression. I'd like to give you an example of a woman I met about 12 years ago. She came to me experiencing depression due to feelings of abandonment in her relationship. And her serious relationship of 3 years ended in tragedy. Her most recent relationship, with whom she felt a strong connection, was abruptly ended by him. There were two other relationships in between, each leaving her feeling rejected, abandoned, hopeless, sad, and alone. Through hypnosis, she was able to connect to her higher self, to explore the situations that caused her to feel these emotions. And in so doing, she found that each of those relationships provided her with important lessons toward her spiritual growth. So from one relationship, she learned that all the resources for her happiness were within herself. She learned to love herself instead of looking for self-worth through the love of another. She also learned that she could trust herself and her instincts, and that she can rely on herself instead of others. The purpose of the second relationship was to teach her to be strong, to fight back, to defend for herself, to keep from coming apart, and to be a survivor. Again, she learned to look inward instead of outward for her strength. The third relationship was to teach her that she is special, unique, interesting, and intelligent. She learned that she can attract the caliber man she desires, and that she need not settle for less. nor should she repeat self-abusive behavior. The last relationship combined all the lessons. She was able to discover and understand why these relationships were leaving her with feelings of abandonment, lack of self-worth, and self-love. So once she conquered her own weaknesses and embraced her strengths, she was freed of her feelings of abandonment, loneliness, depression, fear, helplessness, and frustration. Primarily, she found that she needed to love and trust herself and that she needed to look inward for direction. Once she gained insight to what she needed to learn and understand why she needed to experience this pain, she was able to accept the learning while letting go of the pain. The knowledge provided her with the courage and strength to integrate her newfound knowledge into her everyday life, making relationship decisions appropriate for her. And last I heard, she was in a really happy relationship. But if we are looking for a special someone that we want to share our lives with, we can do something different while in hypnosis. We can do find your soulmate to identify the mate you are searching for. I do this by taking clients on a journey to identify their innermost desirous mate. And we might meet a special someone, and unfortunately, for some reason, we are not in a relationship with them, because we are not meant to share every lifetime together. Instead, we come together time and time again to work out karmic issues with that soul or with another, with other souls and with other souls. And so we choose in this lifetime the mate that is going to help us on our spiritual journey, our spiritual growth. But we can identify that mate while in hypnosis.
That's great. That's very detailed explanation, and I was almost in a hypnosis myself, listening in a good way, taking it all in and just being able to understand more about it. And Bobby, what do you think there?
Yeah, she has. You have a great voice, Christina, and you did put me on just a little bit too. The way you talk, nice and slow and deep, it's just wonderful. I back about 30 years ago, I was stressed out from work, and I went to a guy named Bruce Bonger, who was the top hypnotist here in Los Angeles, and he cost quite a bit, but it was worth it because he gave me, at the time we had, what do you call them, their little thing to make a copy of. Anyway, he made a copy of it for me, and I listened to it, and his deep voice and the slow speaking, I actually learned how to do it myself, and every now and then I'm an amateur hypnosis person. I think it's just great, great. It really gets deep into your body and helps you a lot. It helped me a lot. I was so stressed when I walked out of there. I was so calm and relaxed. And I kept listening to that cassette tape. That's what it was. I almost forgot the name of it. And so it was really exciting. And I think it's great. And I think what you do, for our listeners, this is, we're speaking to Christina Gikas. She's in Orange County, California, but she does work all over the world by phone, and great, does hypnosis, but she does many, many factors on depression, loneliness, sadness, and showing people with creative new techniques that she has on how to overcome all these things. So I'm really excited about that. And Stefan Rudolph is here listening. I had a question for you, Christina. It's the only question I have left. Well, Stefan can go the rest of the way until I'm ready to end the show. But I have a gentleman that has been calling me, and he's into fear. Here's what he says. He sent me a text saying, please help ask her for if she can give us answers on ways to control my fear, or at least lessen it daily. He also went on and said, this fear is destroying my life and gives me lots of trouble. I have trouble in how to control it. Can you please help me learn how I can control it? Go ahead.
Fear is a horrific stressor, and this individual will benefit by therapy, hypnotherapy. He needs to find out where the fear is coming from, where it originated. And sometimes we think we know where it comes from, but usually it comes from a different place, a different time and place that we don't connect with fear. It served a purpose. And when he can find out what that purpose was, he can start to release it. If he finds out what the fear is, he begins to release it. And he needs to start loving himself. So we do that as well. We find out the root cause of the fear. We do sessions to release the fear. And we do sessions to boost self-esteem, self-love. And I do give them recordings to listen to. Must listen to it for a minimum 21 days. Now, some people assume that hypnosis is a magic wand. Unfortunately, it is not. But it is much quicker than any other therapy. And people start to feel better even after the very first session. For some people, it's as easy as 4 to 6 sessions. For some people, it might take a little bit more. But there is a lot of lack of self-esteem there, and that's why the fear is there. He needs to be able to believe in himself, and he needs to be able to do some of the things that he's afraid of doing so that he can move beyond. But it would be ideal for him to work privately in releasing these fears, finding out where it's coming from and releasing it.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah. Stefan, you had a list of a few things that you and I went over.
Yeah, I always like diving into that because as we dive deeper, we find out where our fears are based. And recently with my work, actually with Les Brown, who taught me about the acronyms of false evidence appearing real and fear, false evidence appearing real, it really changed my view of where these fears were coming from and how they, it's always interesting how they get started. They plant a seed deep inside of us, and that's where you help out, Christina. You finally are able
yeah.
to diagnose that, right? Find the seed?
Well, I don't diagnose it, but what I do is I assist my client to relax to the point where they can travel back in time. We have exercises that we do to help them with this. And they can find a place where something happened. We don't always know what it is. Sometimes, even if it's devastating, even if it's a fear, if it served a positive purpose at the time that it was generated, then a person will continue to use that because subconsciously this individual believes that being afraid is going to bring a positive outcome. Of course, years later, they realize that that's not what's happening, but it's so ingrained within them, and that's how they react to everything. So what I do is help them to find the root cause of whatever it is, and then we begin to release it from there. Let it go. We look at it. We find out what its purpose was. We understand that it served its purpose in the past, but it no longer has a purpose today, so we can let it go. We don't forget it. It just doesn't weigh heavily on us anymore. A huge weight is lifted, and that is no longer in the forefront. We can move on. Many issues.
Yeah, and even it makes me think about decluttering and how people hold on to so much baggage, whether physically in their
yeah.
life, but especially mentally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how I was going through this after divorce, and I had a lot of stuff that I kept, and my mom does this, is not really a hoarder in a way, not a bad person as far as keeping so many things, but the things that we do keep, I didn't realize how much weight they had on me until I got rid of them, right?
Yeah, exactly. That and people who live in clutter, they're very troubled. And once they can find out what that trouble is, what's causing them to feel uncomfortable, to be afraid, to be insecure, whatever it is, to feel unloved, whatever it is, once they find that out, they could start letting it go. Their life just changes dramatically. And they've got to declutter, though, in order for that all to happen. Then they feel that weight lifted, and they can move on. And especially people who suffer from panic attacks. People who suffer from panic attacks, they tend to not want to go out anywhere. They can't be in public. They can't be in closed spaces. And as it progresses, they find themselves kind of by themselves most of the time. And when we can release that, when we can unblock whatever that is that's causing them to feel panic in public situations where they're, you know, in situations where there are other people, they're not alone, their whole life changes. They can live a happy, normal life. They can go out. I had a woman who actually, we were in the process. First session, we couldn't get too much information. She was actually having panic attacks in the office. But second session, we unlocked the mystery. And after that second session, she emailed me that she was able to go out and go to a department store by herself. You know, this is huge. Anyone out there who suffers from panic attacks knows how huge that is. And that was just after unlocking the root, finding out what the root cause was. That's really huge. It brings much relief, and the person can live their life.
Yeah, they can get back into the game of things, and really just because that I know people personally. My friend, I have a friend going through that. It's really hard for him to get out, and I've even gone over to his house in preparation to take him out one night, and he couldn't even get out of the room, and I had to leave him there. And there's a lot of people like that that you help, right? That you give your service.
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. That is very common amongst us. Many people suffer from anxiety. There are different types of anxiety. I'm not referring to the type of anxiety where a paper is due and you have a deadline and you need to meet this deadline or an exam or, you know, you're taking a bar exam or you're going to be getting married and you're anxious about, you know, everything going well the day of the wedding. This anxiety is something that people live with 24/7, and it cripples them. And unless it's taken care of and released, it gets worse and worse and worse, and it becomes panic attacks. It becomes stifling. It paralyzes them. They really can't get out and live a normal life. And so if they can recognize it early on and do something about it early on, they can prevent themselves from going through the horror of not being able to get out and move about freely. But at any time that they choose to turn this around, they can. They can release it, and they can live a happy, healthy life.
Christina,
great.
Hi, this is Bobby again. Reintroducing Christina Heatless to our listeners. She does a lot of great work on hypnotherapy and other health modalities to help people change their life. And along with her, Stefan Rudolph is our co-host, asking a lot of questions here. I have another question here. One of the ways that I have a lot of people that are stressed out, have anxiety, fear, angry. And one of the things we did 5 weeks ago on this show was we had a
happiness and love coach who I get along with very well. And we talked about the opposite of all of those, which is love, peace, joy, harmony, nature, just being positive and being grateful for what you have, not what you don't have. We did all that. I'd like your thoughts on these things that I just said right here. Thank you.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we can focus on the positive? If we can focus on the positive, we would also eliminate dis-ease from our bodies. But it's focusing on the negative, all of these negative emotions and thoughts that cause the brain to release these chemicals that create dis-ease. They can create high blood pressure or illness, any number of things. If we focus on the positive, not only do we boost self-esteem and we're happy and people around us are happy to be with us, but we also keep our bodies and our minds healthy. And it's so important for people to keep a positive attitude and to look at the good rather than the bad.
Christina, everything you're saying is exactly, I'm so glad you said that, because that's what I do. I have a lot of people that, because I run a health organization, Gary Noel Health Support Group in Los Angeles, and we have people that I use Gary's methods and my own creativity to heal people with just that very thing you said, that you focus on the positive, try not to let anything negative come in and be grateful for what you have. This works. It helps people. In fact, if I may boast, I am a product of my own thinking. Ever since The Secret, more and more people, that was 10 years ago or so, where we learned all about how the power of the mind, the power of thoughts, and to stay positive, period. And
right.
That is so, so great. I mean, and I know, Stefan, you've gone through that yourself, and you and I talk about that because this is one of our main loves in learning and teaching. But Stefan and or Christina, your thoughts?
Yeah, that's
I'm
a big
sorry.
Part of it, and what Christina does too. I'd love you to talk about that as far as how I see Christina. I went through epilepsy myself and had brain surgery back in 2007, and the surgery didn't work. And it was a couple years later, but it started seizures again, epilepsy. I went through holistic healing, meditation, just being aware of what I was eating. Positive thinking, changing my mindset, everything that I know you help with in people, and especially with a dis-ease, like I like that you said that way, because there was not an ease in my life. There was many obstacles I had to overcome. Yeah, so tell us how you help people in that area.
Okay, while in hypnosis, we target that area that is dis-eased. And we, through focus, through visualization, we focus on it being healthy and functioning the way it's supposed to be. And we also use affirmations. Now, again, I give them a CD to listen to every day for a minimum of 21 days. Sometimes there is a reason why they're having pain or illness, whatever the situation is. And in that case, again, we need to find out what it is and release it. But we can do a visualization. We can do affirmations. I have a couple of different techniques, and I do it in with pain release, pain-free, to eliminate whatever it is that's going on and bring it to normal. I have a generic hypno-health CD that goes through the whole body, but it's best for people, if they know that there's something going on in one part of the body, to use that to heal. I have used it to heal glaucoma. I have a very high eye pressure, and I'm able to maintain normal, by normal I mean 12 to 15, eye pressure through visualization and meditation. I do not use drops. And so I'm quite happy about that because my eyes, my vision is very, very important to me, as I'm sure it is to everyone out there. And these are things that you can do. I know a woman who, about 15 years ago, no, I'm sorry, it was much longer than that, in any case, was diagnosed with a mass on her breast. And she was doing mammos twice a year. And after a couple of years, you know, this was getting a little tiresome. She took a totally different approach. She took an approach where she started to bring healing to that part of her body, and it disappeared. You know, Deepak Chopra has said, some people are able to cure themselves of cancer. We can cure ourselves of almost everything. And, you know, it's been many, many years, and it hasn't come back. I know another woman, a neighbor of mine, she thought, well, she was suffering from, she wasn't able to breathe properly. And she thought for sure she had COPD because, you know, she lived with a bunch of smokers. She lived with a lot of smokers. And, of course, she heard on television about how secondhand smoke causes COPD. But her pulmonary results were not, they were positive. Negative. Everything looked good. So it wasn't there. So she came, we did hypnosis, and we found out, she found out, it was obvious to the doctors that this was all fear. It was fear-based. So this fear was, she was actually bringing on the symptoms. She was actualizing the symptoms by her thoughts. So once she recognized this and was able to really understand it, because when she was told on the conscious level that it was anxiety and fear, she wouldn't accept it. But when we spoke subconsciously, her subconscious was able to accept it. Then she was able to breathe properly. All kinds of things that happen because of our negative thoughts.
Yep, negative thoughts bring about the reality that we don't want, but we think we deserve, and or we think we are just living in, and it'll never change, right? People get stuck in that
right.
negative transition. What we think about,
and
we bring about, basically, right?
We bring about.
Christina, could you give your, we're happening to wind down the show, but Stefan and I are going to do a little something different after we finish with you. Could you give your contact information, and I do, before you do that, I want to encourage our people. It doesn't hurt to call her or email her or look at her webpage, look at her information, and it could help you. And give it a chance. Can't hurt. So go ahead and give all your information, but please read it slowly. We have people that have complained to me that some of the guests speak too fast. Thank you.
Sure. My telephone number is 949-436-2148. My web page is www.gnosis, spelled G-N-O-S-I-S, hypnosis, one word, at Yahoo.
Go ahead.
At yahoo.com. And my email address is Christina, spelled with a C-H, Christina underscore Gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S, at yahoo.com. I offer a free 30-minute consultation in the office or over the phone so that individuals can ask questions and I can answer those questions for them and also tell them what to expect when doing hypnotherapy. So it's gnosishypnosis.com. My office is located in Laguna Hills. I moved since the last time we spoke. I'm in Laguna Hills, just south of the Irvine border. But again, we can do this over the phone. We can do it via Skype.
Great.
I also offer...
Oh, go ahead.
I also offer CDs for different things, for stress, for abundance, for sleep, for weight, for smoking, for children of divorce. There is a list of CDs on my webpage. They are generic. They help a lot. I feel it's always better to know the root cause and release it. But this is another way to bring about healing.
You've been great, to hear. Christina. Thank you for the information. And Stefan and I are going to go over a couple things. And
yeah, it was great to have you on board, Christina. A wonderful interview,
thank
and I'm
you.
Sure everybody will love that. We'll have that on our website, too. So all your contact information will be on our description and our website as well for those listeners that would like to check it out. Yeah, we'll go from
that,
there.
That will be on the archives. So that number I'll give out in a minute again. But thank you so much, Christina. You're great. We love it.
Thank you for the opportunity. Have a wonderful year.
You too. All right.
Thank you.
Well, Stefan, that was good, huh?
Yeah, always great information to hear, especially from a hypnosis about hypnotist or hypnosis in general about what we can expect to see and where, especially the grief relief. I love that part about helping others overcome obstacles in life and realizing that it's what we went through in our past life that is still there haunting us.
Yeah, that is. I mean, that's. I know you and I are really big fans of the power of the mind, and she went over that really well with us, and a lot of good information. And that 30-minute free consultation. That's I've heard of 10, 15-minute ones, but not 30 minutes. That is great, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, listen, Stefan, and hold on if you can. Well, I'm gonna go over this the protest movement and what's going on. Let me discuss that for a few minutes, and then we're going to end the show with a classic song. Every week I'm putting on classic songs, sometimes one at the beginning, one at the end, or sometimes the same song. And in the next few weeks, we're going to have shows on many, many different subjects. Next week, the protest movement, more in depth, but also we're going to have on Keith McHenry. He is a Food Not Bombs, the founder of that group that feeds hungry people all over this country, homeless people. He's into poverty. We're going to discuss all those issues next week on the show, again, Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm looking forward to those two issues, the protest movement in deeper detail, and we're going to try to get a good guest on either next week or the week after. But, Stefan, one thing I want to do is continually let people know that I've had four different special guests over the last year and a half that countered what many people are thinking, that the world's going to fall apart financially and war and everything else. And that was 2 years ago. We heard predictions from top-notch people. And me and myself, along with four different great guests we had, all females, all countered that and said, yes, it's going to be a little bad, but not as bad as they say. We're going to get deeper into that issue with guests about what is going to happen over the next 4 years, over the next few weeks and months, because this thing is going to get really, really, I can tell, because I was in the movement of the late 60s and early and throughout the 70s, and I was very, very involved in that and still an activist. So this is something that's really close to my heart. And let's not forget, Stefan, that we also talk about health, body, mind, spirit, aging. We're going to continue that, too, along with all these other things. So many shows will have two and even three different things going on. Stefan, quick last-minute thoughts, because I'm going to get on to the protesting I want to talk about.
Yeah, it was always the guests that we have on board are always sure to be helping people get uplifted. But we know as part of life, we all go through a transition where there's ups and downs, and whether people come in our life that we don't want, and or, you know, like politics, for example, somebody doesn't we don't want them there, or we don't agree with them, what they're doing. We all still have to get along and take the negative as a positive and do what we can do to make it work and all work together in positive growth, right?
Yeah, that's great. Okay, let me just finish up the show with what we're going to do next week. And right now I want to let people know that there were over a million people all over this country, more around the world, in I think 30 different capitals, state capitals. There were huge rallies by women mostly, but also men and also supporters, and not just anti-Trump. This is about women's rights, about sexual abuse that this president has been involved with, and actually we had pictures of him, and we had women with signs all over the, and not only in Washington, D.C., which is the big one, but in New York City, where I'm in Los Angeles, but major cities and major capitals all around this country. It was huge. So the protest movement is back. Since the 70s, we haven't seen anything like this, and I'm excited. And I think we're going to really get into it next week. I have lots of information that I don't have a time to read right now, but we'll go into it a little more in depth next week. Also, we're going to be, as I said, talking to Keith McHenry about poverty, homelessness, and hunger at a deep level. So it's going to be a great show next week, as every week we have more and more good people that are into the show. So let me start by thanking a lot of people that were involved with this show and future shows, and then leave enough time for our song. We're going to play the same song we had at the very beginning, "A Change Is Going to Come" by Sam Cooke, because I do believe a change is going to come. And we're going to talk about that again next week. So I want to also tell you about I think I've covered it all. Let me just start thanking people that are part of this show. First of all, Christina Geekus, our guest hypnotherapist. She gave you all her information. Then I'm going to thank our co-host, Stefan. Thank you, Stefan. You did a great job, as usual. And then I want to thank the PRN director, Jesse. I want to thank Gary Null for having this station and doing all the great work he does. I want to thank our engineer, Zach, also doing a great job. Then our producer over here, Stuart Hassel, who does great work, great research. Our associate producer, Lydia, always ready to help. Our other new producer, Greg. Thank you, Greg. You're doing great work also. And finally, I want to thank you, the listeners, for tuning into the show. We're on every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on to our song. Thank you all for tuning in.
Somebody keep telling me those